welcome to the People Who Read People podcast. I am Zachary Elwood. This is a podcast about understanding people better and as a result also understanding ourselves better. You can learn more about it at peoplewhoreadpeople.com. On this episode, I'm going to go over a piece I wrote a couple years ago, which was about examining evidence indicators of a video being staged and fake. And so I go over a clip of video that actually got some news traction amongst low quality news sites for being a real video. And then it was shown that it was fake. And it was pretty obvious to me within a few seconds of watching it that it was fake. So I thought it'd be interesting to write a piece about the reasons, my instincts for why it was fake. And this is a video thing I recorded on video. So if it's a little rougher than usual, that's why. The original video will be on YouTube. And I thought this was important because I see so many people literally every day just about believing fake and staged and deceptively edited videos. And it's kind of mind-boggling that with so much fake and staged stuff on the internet, people are still so gullible about a lot of these things. You would think that eventually people would catch on that a lot of the things they think are real turn out to be fake. But still, so many people are believing and sharing fake stuff. And some of that stuff, either purposefully or unintentionally, adds to political and social contempt and anger and toxic polarization. So I think there's a lot of value in teaching tips on how to spot the obviously fake stuff, just as a way to help increase media literacy and really just get people to doubt the things that they see online. If you find yourself getting angry about something online, a video clip or something that seems outlandish, it's really good to just take a second and think about it or double check to see what people have said about it. So I'm going to read this piece of mine, and along the way, I'll share some video and screenshots of things mentioned in the piece. So if you do want to see the video version of that, again, that's on, you can find it on my peoplewhoreadpeople.com site. Okay, let me share my screen. And I'll try to talk about what I'm sharing too, so everyone can understand that. First, I'll do a quick overview about my experience and interest in this topic. I have a video film degree, and I've worked in various video production jobs, including writer, director, producer. Nothing major, just some fairly minor roles. I also worked for a short time as a forensic video analyst, analyzing videos for law enforcement and legal purposes. I'm a former professional poker player, and I've written books on poker tells. I have a psychology podcast. Oh, obviously, I'm reading it on the podcast, where I sometimes interview people about behavioral indicators of deception. I sometimes do independent research into online deception, and that work of mine has been featured in Washington Post, New York Times, and more. Long story short, I'm just interested in behavioral indicators of deception. My video production experience has given me a pretty good instinct for when people are not being genuine. And that knowledge and that instinct is hard to fully put into words. I think the instinct stems mainly from directing actors, because probably the biggest element that will ruin a video production is bad acting. Because this is such a concern, I think video film people tend to build an instinct about whether someone in a scene seems authentic and is a decent actor, or comes across as inauthentic and is a bad actor, or maybe just a bad take. Because bad acting is a top concern on any production, you're always looking for ways to foolproof against it. For example, choosing actors carefully, choosing angles carefully, maybe avoiding need for dialogue that requires strong comedic or dramatic acting skills. And so because good and bad acting is always top of mind, I think you build a strong sense for those things. often I'll watch a video that's making the social media rounds and I'll immediately think, oh, that's fake, or okay, that seems legit, based on a pretty immediate vibe I get from the people in the video. So I'm interested in discussing what the aspects are in a video that can make me or other people think a video is staged or authentic. I'm interested in trying to make those instincts more explicit and described. I had similar interests in researching and writing about poker tells, thinking about the logic behind some of the intuitions that experienced poker players can have. And my other interest in these topics is because I think that social media has many negative effects, both for our own psychological well-being and for society as a whole. One aspect of this is the internet's role in spreading fake news and inaccurate interpretations. Social media pre-selects for short, brief messages, and it favors emotional takes, both of which add up to make it common for well-meaning people, even quite intelligent and discerning people, to often believe and share fake or inaccurate things online. Okay, so let's get into the video analysis. This is a video from November 2020, or at least that's when it went online, where a white woman tells a black jogger, "People like you don't live here." This video first seemed to get attention when celebrity gossip personality Perez Hilton tweeted about it on November 18th, 2020. So let's see, let's watch and listen to that video. And let's see, Perez's tweet said, "I've just never seen anybody like you around here, your kind. People like you don't live here." And that was Perez's tweet, putting that in quotes because that's a quote from this video that he shared. So I'm gonna play the video.
Y'all see this, y'all? Yo, this lady right here been following me for the last block and a half for what I don't know. Lady, why you keep following me, yo? You see this? Record me for what? Why is you following me? Damn it. All I was doing was jogging around the neighborhood. All I was doing was jogging. You started following me for what? Weirdo? What?
Do you live in here?
Do I live here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live here. Why are you asking me that question?
Where do you live?
Who are you? Is you the police, the security? What you around here, yo?
No.
Niggas don't know your dumb ass, man. Yo, get from around me, yo. Stop following me. What is you following me for? Is it because I'm black? This that racist shit, yo. You voted for Trump, didn't you, yo?
No. Listen, don't bring the racist stuff up. I just never seen anybody like you around here before.
What you mean, like me?
You know, like your kind.
Did y'all hear that? You said my kind.
Yeah, people like you don't live in here.
Oh. Y'all see this, yo? Yo, this.
Okay, that was the video. And that video, mainly because of Perez tweeting about it, had quite a few pieces written about it by low quality news sites. Just to read a few headlines from a few of them. Rawstory.com had one that the headline was "Woman follows black man around neighborhood." Quote, "I've never seen your kind around here before." Another one was DailyDot.com. Headline was, "Video shows Karen filming black jogger because his, quote, kind doesn't live in her neighborhood." Let's see, another one was IBTimes.sg. The headline was, "Racist woman follows black jogger, harasses him because his, quote, kind doesn't live there." And all those stories were apparently news, quote news, because Perez Hilton tweeted about it. The articles contain no details about the video other than that Hilton tweeted it. As far as I know, no one knows who the people in the video are, where it was filmed, or any other journalistically important details. Watching this for the first time, I felt confident within the first few seconds that it was staged, and I tweeted that before I had confirmed it. And I'll just read my tweet here. "This seems fake staged for a pretty long list of reasons. If I'm right, I'd imagine we'd learn that pretty soon."
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle, it's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... Altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
So, and I think it's important, it's worthwhile mentioning that I tweeted that pretty quickly just to give you a sense of how confident I was, because obviously there are risks to my image if I claim that a video showing a victim of racism is not real, if I say it's fake and staged and I'm proven wrong, obviously that's pretty bad. So let's examine some clues in this that might indicate that it was deceptive and staged. Keep in mind that none of these aspects are that persuasive or damning on their own. It's only when you add several together that it starts to veer into high confidence territory. So let's look at some clues. His focus is mostly on himself. The focus of the young man's recording is on his own face and reactions, not on the woman. When she says something to him, he'll often turn the camera on himself so we can see his reaction. This is the instinct of a performer to focus on themselves to capture their own reactions, especially as reaction shots are known as being a key part of drama and comedy. Related to this, the woman is not focused on. He avoids showing the woman's face. She is mostly shot so that her head is outside the frame. Compare this to genuine videos of people who are recording offensive behavior. The focus of those videos is usually almost entirely on the person doing the bad thing. The natural inclination is to capture the offending behavior to gather evidence to hold someone accountable. But here we only get a quick glimpse of her face, which makes sense if the video were staged. If you were going to be portraying a horrible person, you probably want to avoid showing your face and being easily identified. And the hat over her face makes it harder to identify her, so that seems a purposeful choice too, the baseball cap low over her face. There's a probable story inconsistency. He says he was jogging around the neighborhood, but he is not out of breath. He also says she's been following him for several blocks, and it seems unlikely she'd be right next to him if he were actually jogging. Again, these are nothing convincing on their own, as it's easy to imagine scenarios where both of those things could be true, but they're just things that add to the list of clues. He doesn't seem angry. This is admittedly a subjective aspect and hard to quantify, because people respond to offenses in different ways. But his facial expressions and tone of voice don't communicate much anger, in my opinion. He seems like someone trying to get or act angry and shocked, but there seems to be no real edge or quaver to his voice, no stress in his eyes or facial expression, no verbal awkwardness that people who are genuinely upset often have. The reactions are over the top. He seems too calm. The woman is also relaxed. The woman is strangely relaxed given the circumstances. You'd expect that if she were actually following someone and saying such horrible, offensive things, she might be a bit uncomfortable and might want to avoid aggravating him. But instead, she seems relaxed and is quite comfortable walking near him. Put another way, if she were actually concerned / scared of him being in the neighborhood, it'd be a bit unusual for her to simultaneously be so relaxed around him. Of course, she could have some mental issues, but we're just considering some likely scenarios here. The dialogue draws attention to the offensiveness of the woman's speech, makes it very obvious. Everything that in a similar video might be a bit subtle or ambiguous is here made entirely explicit. He says, "What is you following me for? Is it 'cause I'm black? This that racist shit, yo. You voted for Trump, didn't you?" She responds, "I just never seen anybody like you around here before." He says, "What you mean, like me?" She says, "You know, like your kind." He emphasizes the offending line by giving the camera a shocked expression and asks the audience, "Did y'all hear that?" Then says to her, "You said my kind." She says, "Yeah, people like you don't live in here." The dialogue leaves no room for misinterpretation. There is no subtlety in trying to figure out what her motivations are. It is clearly racist. While there are obviously many videos of people treating people badly in ways attributed to race, and I have a link to some well-known pieces, in most of these types of videos, the cause of the behavior is not made explicit. There is usually some room for error in trying to determine what exactly the person's motivations were. This is just to say that the making the racism very obvious can be a clue that it was staged and that they were trying to make it very explicit as opposed to a more realistic depiction. Related to the above point, in general, I'd argue that the more obviously despicable the, quote, villain in a video is, the more likely two explanations become. Either the video is staged or the villain is suffering from some mental issues. And this is because most normal functioning people don't want to make their bad qualities so obvious. Most decently functioning people don't wish to be captured behaving horribly on camera. So most of that kind of offensive behavior from normal people is on the more subtle side. I examine offensive behavior displayed in viral videos in two of my past podcast interviews, and I'll put links to those on the entry for this episode on my site. But in this video, nothing is left to the imagination. And making things obvious and over the top and not subtle like real life usually is what deceivers and bad actors like to do. In my book on verbal poker tells, I talk about the degree of subtlety being a factor in poker tells too. It's a similar idea. The more obvious and on display a behavior is, the more likely it becomes that it's displayed purposefully and is deceptive. His calling her weirdo stood out to me as a likely indicator of him not actually being angry. Think about yourself being in such a situation where someone is following you, recording you, and harassing you. Would calling that person weirdo be near the top of your mind? Weirdo in this context stands out to me as an abnormally mild thing to call someone in such a situation. Again, it's totally possible it would happen, but it did strike me as unusually low-key a word choice. To confirm that this was fake, here's the longer video, which I found several weeks after I first saw the clip Perez Hilton shared. Perez also learned the clip was staged, as you can see him say in this tweet. I'll bring this tweet up. What does he say? Oh. He replies to me when I asked him about it, and he just said staged. Not sure if he ever publicly said anything about it. And he did leave the original tweet up, which is not necessarily bad, but he should have at least responded to his own tweet with a note saying that he learned the video was staged. It's always disappointing to me when people find out things they posted are fake and don't do anything to set the record straight for their followers, which happens a lot. Let's watch the longer video.
Y'all see this, y'all? Yo, this lady right here been following me for the last block and a half for what I don't know. Lady, why you keep following me, yo?
Okay, I'm gonna skip ahead to where we, because it's just the ending.
Woman?
Don't go breaking into anything, okay?
But I know you, because you too fine for me to...
Like you don't live in here.
Oh, no, you know what? I'm gonna be a gentleman, and I'm gonna walk away, because you too fine for me to... I wish you weren't racist. You look too good to be racist, woman. But I know you got a dark soul. You said what? You know, I'm gonna walk away. I'm gonna be a gentleman. Please just don't follow me, all right? Yo, y'all see that? Why is you still following me? Huh? What's the difference between me and you? What's the difference between me and you? Huh? What's the difference between our skin colors? Nothing. I ain't got no control over this. I was born like this.
Anyway, he keeps going for a while, and you probably got the idea that it was over the top from his reaction there, and staged, and they're being silly. Why do we care about fake and staged videos? Sometimes when I've pointed out that someone is sharing or believing something fake, they don't really care. I've had many people directly tell me something like, I don't care that it's fake, it could be real. An example of this is shown here. I shared a picture of a tweet that was a response to me telling the person that the video that they'd believed was fake. They said, whether that's a stage or not makes no difference to me. It has been a true story way too many times in this country. So let's look at some negative things about people believing such fake and staged videos. And to be clear, like there's plenty of stage videos and deceptive videos about all sorts of topics. This one just happened to be about a racist encounter, but there's just all sorts of fake videos out there that people are judgmentally believing. For one thing, these things distort people's views of the world. When people uncritically accept fake news or skewed interpretations of events, they form a distorted view of the world and the problems we face. They create more negative emotions. Content that arouses negative emotions, anger and fear, spreads more easily on the internet than other content. We are attracted to negative things. We're attuned to threat and conflict. This has been referred to sometimes as the negativity bias. And social media exposes us constantly to inaccurate interpretations aimed at arousing negative emotions. It's easy to imagine that such a landscape has a negative impact on our emotional well-being. And then it creates less credibility for a person or associated group. When people believe fake news or false interpretations of real events, those people's political opponents will have reason to mock them or to downplay their concerns in general. For example, when some liberal people believe a staged video and act as if it's real and appalling, it causes some conservatives to view liberals' concerns as less serious in general. They'll be more likely to see their views as distorted and based on inaccurate things. In short, you're kind of letting down your group or allies if you are often believing and promoting bad and fake things of whatever sort. And that's a reason you should be interested in being more skeptical about things for your own political goals and to confront and help tackle your own political concerns, cultural concerns. And so that was a piece I wrote back in 2021. And I want to say, if you have a video that you think is interesting that turned out to be staged, that a lot of people believe that you think would be cool to do an analysis of, let me know, because I actually want to do more of those because there's just so many I see, and I've just never had time to do more of those things. So this has been the People Who Read People podcast with me, Zach Elwood. You can learn more about the podcast at peoplewhoreadpeople.com. And thank you for listening. Music by Small Skies.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. Or maybe it's more like... Altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.